Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 7 and 8. Be strong and courageous, this verse says. Do not be afraid or dismayed before the king of Assyria and all the horde that is with him, for there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people took confidence from the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. I love what Hezekiah says. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God. The arm of flesh versus the hand of God. Not much of a contest, is it? Even when the vast armies come against us, and they will, there is a greater power with us. The arm of flesh versus the hand of God. Man makes great boasts and builds impressive stuff. Some of that stuff is threatening. But the Lord our God is with us to help us fight our battles. The arm of flesh versus the hand of God. Fear is a ready companion when the future looks bleak, when the test results report dreaded news, and when she says it's over. But if God is for us, who can be against us? Even then, at those difficult times, if God is for us, who can be against us? The arm of flesh versus the hand of God. Be confident. God will have his way every time. So a couple talking points. Remember that prayer is simply talking to God. Tell him what's on your heart. Share your fears with him. Secondly, ask God to replace your fears with courage. Tell God what he has promised. Remember, with me is the Lord my God to help me fight my battles. That's God's promise. I have the Lord my God with me to help me and to fight my battles. Father, thank you for the reminder that you are on my side. Even when the enemy threatens, even when the sky is dark, even when the valleys are deep, when you are on our side, we always win. In Jesus' name, amen.